Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Pesachim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Tes. Chabura, we have a Vira Chabura, a group that got together for the Karban Pesach. There's only one problem. They lost it. Shavat Pischa. This Chabura lost their Karban Pesach. No, a Karban Pesach before you shecht it could run away. So they said to one person in the Chabura, say, go out, uvakesh, and try to find it, ushchait alenu, and shecht it for us. Now he did his job. V'holach, he went, umotzi, taka, found it, v'shachat, and shechted it, as they instructed him to do. There's only one problem. The rest of the Chabura that sent him, they maybe were a little bit over-anxious. They saw he's not coming back, maybe they got nervous. So v'heim lakhu v'shachatu. They bought a carbon and shechted it. So now, for all practical purposes, this Chabura has not one, but two carbon Pesachs. So what do we do now? Well, here's one of those cases where we say timing is everything. It depends on the chronology. It depends when things happened. In Shaloi Nishchad Rishon, let's say his was shechted first. It's only after he shechted his, and remember, he's really their shliach. They told him to do it. If only after he shechted his, did they shecht theirs. So the din is, hu eichel mishalai, he can eat from his. Vehem eichelim imai mishalai, they can eat with him from his. Because this is their original Karban Pesach, and they sent him to find it and shecht it. Lamaisa, what's going to happen with their Karban? Well, the halacha is their carbon you're going to have to burn. Because it turns out when they were makriv their carbon, it really didn't have any bialim. All these people here were originally part of the first carbon, and that first carbon was still intact. It was found and shechted. So you can't say they registered for the second carbon. There really was no need for a second carbon. There is no real second carbon. They're still all part of the first carbon. So they shechted a carbon Pesach, the same Pesach, that technically speaking had no baila because they're all still part of the group with the first Pesach. That's why it has to be burned. But what if it didn't happen that way? What if the one shliach that went out to find the original carbon didn't find and shecht his carbon first? What if they shechted their carbon first? Vim shalahen nishchat rishon. If theirs was shechted first. So heim eichlin mishalahen, they can eat their carbon. You see, you're allowed to belong to one carbon and pull out and join a different carbon. You can't do that once the first carbon was shechted. You can't pull out afterwards. But before the shechita, you can pull out and join a different carbon. That's really what happened over here. They all belonged to the first carbon, the one that was lost, and they sent this person to go and find and shecht. Before he shechted it, they pulled out, and they joined a different carbon. So there's nothing wrong with this second carbon. They belong to the second carbon. V'hu eichel mishalai. He can eat from his carbon. He can't eat from their carbon. He was never part of their carbon. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Vim eina yedua eizim en nishchat rishon. What if we don't know who shechted first? Was it this one person who went to look for the missing Pesach who shechted first? Or was it the over-anxious group that shechted their carbon first? Oy sheshachadu shnein ke'echad. Or we do know. We know that they both shechted at the same time. So then the din is as follows. Hu eichel mishalai. He, the one who went to look for the lost Pesach, he can eat his. He's safe. There's no way they can somehow give him a problem. Because he never made them a shliach to shecht on his behalf. Whatever they do can't distort his situation. He could give them a problem. Because Lamaya said they appointed him a shliach on their behalf. So, regardless, hu eichel mishalai, he's safe. The heim einam eichel mimai, but they can't eat along with him. Because we don't know if his carbon was shechted first, which would taka mean they can join him, but on the other hand, maybe theirs was shechted first, and that means they pulled out of his and went to theirs. So they can't eat from his carbon Pesach. Problem is they can't eat from theirs either, because we don't know for sure that theirs was shechted before his. And therefore, v'shalahen, as far as theirs are concerned, this carbon Pesach that they took for themselves when they didn't hear from the shliach, yetzel beis rafi, that's going to have to be burned. However, peturin milasas Pesach sheni, they will not have to bring another Pesach 30 days later. Why are they patur on Pesach sheni? So again, remember the term klapa shmaya galia? The reality is that this group of people was yetzel the carbon Pesach. If the shliach shechted his first, so their yetzu it is. If they shechted theirs first, their yetzu it theirs. They can't eat any. They can't eat his, because maybe theirs was first. They can't eat theirs, because maybe his was first. That's only because they don't know which one it is. But with one of these two karbanis, they were yetzu. So although, unfortunately, they can't have the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach, but at least, klapa shemaya galia, they're yetzu, and therefore they're pater, milasas Pesach sheni. Now, I'm sure some of you are asking a question. Wait a second. Who says they were for sure yetzu? If we don't know which one was shechted first and a chanami, they were for sure yetzu with one of them, we just don't know which one. But didn't you tell me that one of the cases here is that the two were shechted at the same time? And the answer is, explains the Taisus Yamtiv. When the Mishnah said, Oishashachdu shneim ke'echad, that means that it seemed that they were shechted at the same time. They say to him, when did you shecht yours? 2 o'clock. Oh, we shechted ours at 2 o'clock. But the reality is, we say, Yevshel etzansam. The chances that the actual shechita took place mamish at the same split second is virtually impossible. We don't assume such a thing. It's probable enough for us to consider it a viable suffix. As far as they're concerned, it seems they shechted at the same time. But again, we know that one was shechted a split second before the other one. And that's the reason that we know that the group that stayed behind is Yetz with one of the two Karban Pesachs. We just don't know which one. Now the Mishnah discusses an opposite case. Amalehen, the Yachid, said to the Rabbi, listen, I'm going to look for the Karban. Imei charti, if I'm late, suv v'shachati aloi. Will you please include me? Go and shecht and include me in the Karban? But they never told him that he should shecht on their behalf. In the previous case, the Yachid was a shliach for the Rabbim. The Rabbim was not authorized to act on behalf of the Yachid. Here, it's the other way around. It's the individual that went to look for the Pesach that said to them, listen, if I don't come back and you people shecht, include me. They never said it to him, but he's a shliach for them. So again, Amar Lehen, he said to them, Im Echarti, if you see, I'm not coming back in time, it's taking too long. Tzu v'shachatu aloi, go and shecht on my behalf. Halach, he went to look for the carbon. Imatzi taka found it, v'shachat, and he shechted it. V'hein lakhu v'shachatu. They saw he's not coming back, so they shechted their carbon. So once again, remember, this is exactly the opposite of the previous case. In the previous case, he was able to act on their behalf. He was their shliach. They couldn't act on his behalf. Here it's the other way around. They can act on his behalf. He told them to shecht for him if he doesn't come back. But he can't act on their behalf. So over here we say as follows. Im shelahen nishchat rishayin, if theirs was shechted first. Heinech lemi shelahen, they eat theirs. V'hu echel iman, he can join them. Because lemaisa, they were acting on his behalf. He made them a shliach. Theirs is first. Theirs is the Karban Pesach for them and for him. Now, when they shechted the second carbon, they removed themselves from the first carbon. They didn't tell the person that he's a shliach for them. So they just simply detached themselves. They disconnect from the first carbon by buying a second one. So they have their carbon. Lahu aichaliman, he can eat with them. Because he told them, shecht for me, so it's like he's counting himself into their carbon Pesach. What about his carbon, the one he shechted after theirs? That becomes like a Pesach without an owner. Because he gets counted into their carbon automatically, again, because he told them to, so his Pesach has no owner. Once a Pesach has no owner, it has to be burnt. It becomes pasul. So it's relatively simple if theirs was shechted first. But what happens v'im shaloi nishchad rishon, if his was shechted first? Again, we have to remember the case. I'm sorry if I'm going to keep repeating it, but it's important for us to remember what case we're up to. He, the Yachid, told them, I'll look for the carbon, but if you decide to make your own, count me in. They didn't say the same to him. Now, v'im shaloi nishchad rishon, his was shechted first. So who achol mishaloi? He eats from his. Because he shechted his before they shechted theirs, so he's disconnecting from them. V'hein achol mishalohen. They can eat from theirs. The fact that he shechted his first doesn't affect them. They never appointed him a shliach on their behalf. Zakta b'demishna v'aiter. If it is not known, is it the shliach who went to look for the lost carbon? Did he shecht his first? Or is it the rabbim that said, no, we're not waiting till he comes back, we'll shecht, and after all, he did ask us to count him in. Was that carbon first? Again, v'meini yidua, we don't know ezemehem nishchad rishon, which was shechted first. Oysha shachad ushneim ke'echad, or to us it looks like they were both together. So what happens here is, hein oichle mishlehen, they can eat theirs. You don't have to worry that maybe his was shechted first. He can't act on their behalf. They never made him a shliach. But v'hu, he, this individual, ein oichle iman, he can't eat with them. It's possible that his carbon was shechted first. That means he disconnected from theirs. And he can't eat his, because maybe theirs was shechted first. And he told them to count him in. So v'shalo yotze l'beis reifa. His has to go out to be burnt. Because again, if their carbon was first, and they had a right to choose him in, because he made them a shliach, he disconnects from his own. However, u'patr milasas pesach sheini. He's potter from having to bring another carbon Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Why? Because l'maisa memonav shach klap ashmaya galya, the Rabban Hashem knows that he was yotze. We just don't know with which one. He is in the same position now that they were in the first case. If his was shechted first, he was yotze with his. His is a good carbon. If theirs was shechted first, he was yotze with them. He can't eat any one because he doesn't know which one was shechted first. He doesn't know which is the one he's yaitze with and which is the one he's not yaitze with. But lemaisa, he's yaitze. He's yaitze the mitzvah. He can't eat, but he's yaitze the mitzvah. Therefore, he does not bring a Pesach Sheni. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. This is case number 3. Well, let's remember. In the first case, they made him a shliach. He didn't make them a shliach. In the second case, he made them a shliach. They didn't make him a shliach. In this case, amalehen ve'amrulai. Amalehen, he said to them, if I don't come back, I'll go look for the carbon, but if I don't come back, shecht for me. V'yamrulai, and they said to him, go out and find the carbon that shecht for us. So in this case, everyone made everyone a shliach. He made them a shliach, they made him a shliach. So eichlin kulam in harisha, no question, they could all eat from the first one that was shechted. If he shechted the first one, fine. He's a shliach on their behalf. If they shechted the first one, they were shliach for him. But im ein yedua ezim hen nishchat rishon, if we don't know which one was shechted first, we don't know if he shechted his first or they shechted theirs first in this case, where everyone is a shliach for everybody. Shneyen yoytzen lebeis hasreifa. Both karbonis have to be taken out to be burned. Because if his was shechted first, then theirs is not good, and they should all really eat his. If theirs was shechted first, his is not good, and he should eat theirs, but we don't know which one was shechted first. Now, if his was shechted first, then theirs is really a carbon Pesach without bialim. If theirs was shechted first, then his is a carbon Pesach without bialim. That's why both have to go out lebeis hasreifa. We don't know which is which. Now, here's the fourth case. Remember, in the first case, they made him a shliach, he didn't make them a shliach. In the second case, he made them a shliach, they didn't make him a shliach. In the third case, they made him a shliach, and he made them a shliach. In this fourth case, there's no shliach. No one said anything to anybody. Loi amr lehen, v'loi amru loi. He didn't say anything to them about them shechting for him. V'loi amru loi, they didn't say anything to him that if he finds that he should shecht on their behalf. So the din is, einan acharoi and zeh lezeh, they're not responsible for each other. Both shechted? Not a problem. Which one shechted first? It doesn't make a difference. He eats from his, and they eat from theirs. Why should it make a difference who shechted first? Whatever anyone did over here doesn't affect someone else. Okay, I hope you understood this Mishnah. I think if you would chazer it over several times, you'll see it's not only complicated, but it's quite gishmak. Let's do our chazar. The Mishnah began by telling us we have a group that lost its Karban Pesach. This is case number 1, where they make him a shliach, he doesn't make them a shliach. They said to this individual, please go look for the Karban Pesach and shecht it for us. They made him a shliach to shecht it for them. He did not make a shliach for them to shecht for him, though. He goes out, he's looking for the Karban Pesach, and he finds it, and he shechts it. Meanwhile, they were a little bit impatient. Im gedildik. They went out, purchased, and shechted another carbon. He comes back and says, I found it, I shechted it. They said, uh-oh, we shechted ours. They're the one that has the problem here. Because if his was shechted first, he eats his, no problem. And because they made him a shliach, they're included with him. But if theirs was shechted first, so they eat theirs, and he has to eat his. He can't join them. But if we don't know which one was shechted, or it seems to us that it was shechted simultaneously, but lemaisa, we know one had to be a second before the other one, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains. So he's okay. He can eat from his. He has nothing to do with their carbon. He never made them a shliach on his behalf. But they can't eat with him. Because if theirs was shechted a second before his, then they disconnected themselves from his. On the other hand, if his was shechted a second before theirs, they automatically belong to his, and theirs is not good. So they don't know which one is their carbon pasach. They can't eat from either. So they're yaitz of the carbon pasach, they're potter milasis pasach sheni, but they can't eat from any, because they don't know which is their carbon. Case number two in the Mishnah. The other way around. He said to them, listen, I'm going to look for the carbon pasach. If I come back late, shecht for me. He made them a shliach to shecht for him. But they never said to him, if you find it, shecht for us. Lemaisa, they didn't see him coming back. They made their own carbon. They shechted. He shechted his. Now what's what? Well, if theirs was shechted first, he eats with them. After all, he made them a shliach for him. If his was shechted first, so he eats on his own, because by shechting his, he disconnected himself from them, and they can eat theirs. What he did doesn't affect them. They never made him a shliach. They didn't authorize him to shecht on their behalf. Now let's say in this case as well, we don't know who shechted first. Or they both shechted, apparently at the same time. But again, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, one must have been a second before the other one. So what do we do now? So they're the ones that are in much more safe territory. Because they never authorized him to do anything on their behalf. They can eat theirs. But he can't eat with them. Because he made them a shliach, so could be he belongs to them. On the other hand, because he shechted his own, could be he disconnected himself from them and made his own. And I don't know which one was first. So he can't eat theirs, because maybe his was shechted first. He can't eat his. His has to go out l'beis esreifa, because maybe they shechted first. That means he disconnected himself from his own, and it was a Pesach b'lei b'ilim. He's stuck. Although he is part of Milas's Pesach Sheni, because the Maisa, he's yotze with one of the two, either theirs or his, whichever was shechted first, he just can't eat because he doesn't know which one. What if they each made the other one a shliach? This is case number three. He told them, if I don't come back, you shech for me. They told him, if you find the one that got lost, you shech for us. And we don't know which one was shechted first. Shnei and Yotzel and Beis Esreif. They can't eat theirs because maybe his was shechted first. They can't eat his because maybe theirs was shechted first. He can't eat theirs because maybe his was shechted first. And he can't eat his because maybe theirs was shechted first. The bottom line is, if everyone made the other one a shliach, then everyone is connected to each other. Then as far as everybody is concerned over here, the Yachid and the Rabim, they only belong to the one that was shechted first, and we don't know which one was shechted first, which leaves everyone with nothing. No one can eat any carbon. If they didn't see anything to him when he went out to look for the carbon Pesach, and he did not see anything to them, that's really the best thing. Then no one is responsible for each other. Whatever they did, that's for themselves. Whatever he does for himself. What they did doesn't affect his carbon. They have no right to be a shliach on his part. And what he did doesn't affect them because he wasn't a shliach for them. So in this case, it doesn't make a difference who shechted first. It doesn't make a difference if we don't know who shechted first, because no one is responsible for the other one.